I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus. That's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.
This is so beautifully written that I don't care if it's true and I have no intention of finding out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important why I ended up in Grateful Dead Reddit.
Sure.
But
sounds like a good reading.
To be clear, is that the start of the reading or is this your preface?
No, I'm sorry. This is my preface. Okay. I found this on Twitter via Twitter user Haitian Divorce.
Yes.
With the caption, please be real, 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 please be real. I have not followed up to see if anything happened to this. I don't want to know. Again, mm-hmm. I just want to live in the universe that this has created, that this man has created for himself. It's a user asking for advice. I'm meeting up with a deadhead woman I met online, and I told her I was Jeff Cementi's piano teacher. Serper, is that a Grateful Dead person? Okay, it is. I don't know anything about the piano, unfortunately. Now here comes our favorite phrase. Turns out her dad is in a Dead cover band and has booked a show at his church in her hometown, and he wants me to play the show. Now let's drop down again. The show is next weekend. This woman just told me he paid $4,000 to rent the church, and they're going to name the Vacation Bible School after him this summer because of the money. His wife is fucking pissed because the $4,000 was supposed to be for their 40th anniversary trip to Alaska. He's actually been staying at the daughter's house because the wife can't believe he did it. Mm-hmm. The woman I'm talking to is a graphic designer, and he paid her to design a poster that features my name prominently. She shared it on Facebook and tagged me, and a bunch of people that know me are commenting, "What the fuck?" underneath it. The dad just bought a B3 organ off a buddy for me to play. He's invited all his friends. He's invited his ex-wife. He has another friend who is the drive time DJ on the small local radio station and keeps doing show announcements for this concert, again, prominently featuring my name. He owns a diner in town and has renamed all the lunch specials in the show's honor, and one of the sandwiches, again, is named after me. This is the crowning event of this man's life. How do I get out of this nightmare? Now, I will say that the overwhelming advice given in the thread below is you should just call Jeff Cementi and see what he says.
I have an idea.
Go on.
I think I'd like to believe we live in a country where you can find a properly motivated medical employee, healthcare employee.
To, like, break his hand?
No, just to put a cast on your hand.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't need to actually injure the
hand.
Oh,
that's so much smarter. God damn.
If you can just show up and, like, now here's the thing. You're going to have to lean into this for a while. The other thing you might have to do is you might have to come up with a story where you have a cast, but it's after surgery, which has rendered you unable to play the piano. Like, it has ended your, it is tragic. Like, will this lead to another sort of fraud where,
like, you got to have a Doctor Strange style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, will they probably start a GoFundMe for you?
Oh, no.
This? Probably.
Oh, no.
But, like, you're committed to, listen, Reddit poster, whoever this is, you're committed to the dirtbag lifestyle. There's no going back for you now.
Remember what the rules of fake court are, which is It's not fraud if they believed it.
Like, if you went to a walk-in clinic or in the emergency, maybe not the emergency room, but if you went somewhere,
if you're close to a medical school,
if you went somewhere and said to some, like, explain, like, you were straight with the with the doctor and you were just like, this is what I want. This is why I want you to put a cast on my healthy arm. Do you think they would do it? It's no. not like it's not well, it's not harming you in any way. It's not giving you prescription drugs.
For like $6,000.
Are you in a college town? Is this basically what I'm asking is, are there medical schools that operate like beauty colleges?
Where you can go get this done for $12, but it's going to be kind of shitty.
this is how we fill the gap in American healthcare. Mm-hmm. Is mm-hmm. we just have like, I recognize that there are already strip mall walk-in clinics, but like worse strip malls.
I also just realized, hold on.
Walk-in clinics at actual malls.
Are you close to a medical school? I guess would be my question.
I'm going to YouTube right now how to make your own arm.
I just did this, and there are lots of results. There is one called Home Cast Hacks. I think mm-hmm. that's the one you go with. I don't know what's in it, but that feels promising.
Yeah, you're right. There's a ton of good material here.
I mean, there's holy probably shit. Like how to surgery. There's somebody on there who's probably got a million subscribers.
Now, yeah. one of the answers to this really should have been taken care of years ago. You should encourage your least ethical and most intelligent friends to be doctors because it will pay off in the future for you eventually, okay? Eventually, it's going to add up, and you'll be like, thank God, I needed pills. I needed a fake note. My least ethical, most intelligent friend.
We get it. You grew up in Florida. I think that your other option, and I apologize because I don't know a ton about the Grateful Dead or their fans.
Oh, me neither.
Could you potentially say, oh, no, I wasn't his piano teacher. I was like his spiritual supporter.
Yeah, I think that would work.
Piano.
Could you or
capital T teacher.
I think we go like didgeridoo teacher, something like that.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you misheard me.
The most obvious answer and the easiest answer is one we've completely missed, which is play the show. They're Grateful Dead fans. They don't know. They won't. They don't have the taste. They don't have the taste, sobriety, or discerning intelligence to really make it work.
No, that's not like, how the song is played. It is now.
Like, yeah, no. That's great.
Like there are people down in this thread who are like, okay, go up there and just only hit the white keys and you'll be fine.
I think they're right.
I talked to Jeff and he wants me to do it all on triangle. So that's what I'm going to do.
No.
I mean, as I understand, they play every song different every time and no one really knows what's going to come out. So
that's right. No one's sober. So it's fine. I guarantee you, no one will notice that. How would you know? Have you heard a Grateful Dead live album? No one will know.
No.
No. No, in fact, years from now, somebody will go, but if you just listen to this one, and they'll play the one you played, and they'll be like, see, don't you get it? And you'll be like, this band fucking sucks. Pure, man.
I hope these two get married, and he has to carry, I assume it's a he, I shouldn't necessarily, has to carry this burden for decades.
I think you just bang the piano and make a lot of John Mayer.
Yeah, exactly. Play the show. They'll be like, oh my God, did you hear what he did on Starship Isabella or whatever stupid fucking name? The band sucks is my point. You can do whatever you want.
You're such a hater.
I am. I'm totally a hater.
He's not wrong.
I'm not wrong. They fucking suck.
I don't know if I've ever heard them, but
if you heard them once, you've heard them a million times. That's it.
Literally, as I understand, the reverse is also true. If you hear them a million times.
You grew up in Georgia. You grew up in Georgia, Jason. So it's like you can take the shortcut fish, but old.
I don't know. I mean, I can imagine what fish and widespread panic and all that shit sounds like.
How have you never heard? That's kind of amazing that you've never.
It's easy to avoid. It turns out.
Have you ever been driving in a car and listening to the radio and they played a Dead song? I've never experienced.
Not that I know of.
I don't think so.
Sometimes they might play Touch of Grey. Like that's it. Like classic rock radio.
How's that one go? It's not ringing a bell.
Jimmy Buffett covers a Grateful Dead song, and I really like the cover. But that's it.
The easiest thing in the world to be is the Grateful Dead's rhythm section. It's the same fucking thing every time. Then you get some like drunk guitarist to noodle over it.
So and we
then
should start a band.
Yeah.
You say this once a month, Holly.
I think we're just settling on genre at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
This sounds like the one with the most room for it. To me, it sounds like the most full cast genre.
Because we don't have to be musicians to do it.
Yeah. As I understand, they just fucking wing it every night.
Yeah. Huh. Hmm. Why does that sound like our kind of thing?
Yeah. by the way, respect to Bob Weir. I know I just said his band sucked, and they do, but who's respect Bob to Weir? Bob Weir. He's their guitarist and avid football fan. One time, like, notable high school football player on his own. Also, he's just kind of a cool guy, and he's, like, super ripped, which, you know, that's what you want to be when you're, like, 70. You're like, hey, I'd like to be super ripped and so kind
of
cool.
You're slandering the band of a ripped 70-year-old? Are you insane?
I listen, ripped 70-year-olds make shit music.
With, like, millions of deeply devoted fans. You're really
millions of deeply devoted fans who will all never of whom hear
are
this don't, podcast.
Are, who are all too sleepy to come after us.
But yeah. None of, but, like, I don't know that I've this ever isn't like Horse Girl Twitter. Like, oh, boy, Grateful Dead fans, they are ex, like, they're this
they're from. Old. They're old juggalos.
Okay.
That's great.
Wait, we like juggalos.
Sure, I don't have any problem with the dead. What are they called? The deadheads? Is that right?
Yeah,
yeah. Right. I have no issue with either of these parties.
Cerberus melting into a ball. In his
it
seat.
Was just the way Jason said the deadheads.
The deadheads
at
oh,
the
you don't
Walmart.
Say that? Okay.
No, no, I just
I've run afoul. I've committed a faux pas. We've
no, not at all. Not at all. I just
so no one goes the.
No. They are the deadheads, but okay. I just identifying them and just the tone in which you did was just...
okay.
Yeah. If any
dead
of them.
Heads.
Yeah. If any of them come to you and say, "Hey, you should try this track," don't.
It was a real dad moment of like, "What's a Beyonce?" Like that.
I think what it was is so like when they say deadheads, they mean it like one word, right? Like that's their term. It's not like. It's not like fans of the dead. It's like deadheads, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because I'm thinking, I was in my head. It's like hip hop heads. Two different words.
But
yeah.
You know what?
Sneaker heads.
Graphic design kings. Grateful Dead. Never.
Yeah.
For a band,
yeah.
For a band that I really can only maybe respect. Name two songs from. Mm-hmm. So much graphic design.
Do you know how many stoner metal bands have ripped off Grateful Dead shit? Yes. Like I don't know what like, they sound like, but I know what they look like.
Yes.
They're basically responsible for Peace Frogs culture, and without Peace Frogs, I don't know how any of us would have gotten dressed in high school.
Blew out another mic.
To the Shutdown Full Cast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall, soon to be hit by a derelict VW van covered in some of the most derivative hippie trash stickers that you've ever seen in your life.
Powered by vegetable oil.
Powered by vegetable oil and the power of actually
grass,
being a
grass
mean...
Grass or grass? Nobody rides with
Now who's Grateful Dead?
That's right. I'll thank him for it. And then it'll be ironic. Joining me as always is Ryan Nanny, Jason Kirk, Holly Hello. Anderson on the ones and twos, a horrified Michael Serber.
Those deadheads are going to jam you into the wall.
Oh, man. What would Grateful Dead Space Jam sound like?
Garbage.
What like Busta Rhymes?
Me, man.
Busta Rhymes and Coolio rapping to is that what we're talking about?
Slam jam, thank you, ma'am. I've got a horrible
Please
van.
Don't do this.
Why?
Yeah, well,
this is March.
Yeah, baby, this is March.
Spit everywhere. Oh God, it is March. Oh. God, all that, it is March, and I can tell because that is ice cold Coke Zero coming out of my nose.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah.
How many other songs off the Space Jam soundtrack do you know by heart?
There are other songs?
There's
there's a big song off that
Unfortunately, unfortunately, R. Kelly. I think we all know at least half of the Monster
Apologies
anthem.
To the
Unfortunately,
Monsters
there's
anthem.
An R. Kelly song.
Right, yeah.
There is, yeah. Yes. Nobody's looking it up, all right?
No, I'm not looking it up.
The best version of the Monstars anthem.
There's a Seal cover of Fly Like an Eagle.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I remember that. Okay, positing. The best Space Jam song is not on the Space Jam soundtrack.
Okay, what's the best Space Jam song?
Spencer knows what it is.
It's the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure remix, the Charles Barkley's Bizarre Adventure.
Which, if y'all have never seen, did they actually go out and get the rights to the Space Jam song?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Space Jam, the song, that's Quad City DJs, but Jason, you're referencing a different... Is it Method Man, Coolio?
Be Real.
Hit 'em.
Is LL Cool J on it?
I think you're... I forget. This was around the like posse cut time, right, so you might be thinking of 4-3-2-1.
It's entirely possible.
I definitely get those two songs mixed up. Okay. Yeah, Cannabis is probably on all of them.
Hit 'em High?
Hit 'em High is the song.
Yes.
Hit 'em High was pretty good.
Hit 'em High is pretty good. It's all right.
It's a good album.
It's like excellent.
The Monstars got better music.
It's a good album as a whole.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it Batman Forever? No. But what is,
oh,
friends?
What is?
Batman Forever came out of nowhere.
Also, the Oscars, they call Batman a son of a bitch.
That's true. I didn't watch any of the Oscars, but I trust that happened.
You missed them calling Batman a son of a bitch.
Danny DeVito did that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the private chat there, I have put the link to Crazy Bizarre.
Okay, everybody click
Crazy Noisy Bizarre Slam. Which is the most fucking banging version of the Space Jam song ever. It's like legit inspiring.
This is good. This has a real Super Street Fighter 2 or Marvel versus Capcom kind of quality to it. Like, this is a song I would walk by in an arcade.
Yeah, please note that there's Charles Barkley as JoJo, and there's Shaquille O'Neal in there, but that Gordon Ramsay just plays Gordon Ramsay.
Appropriate players for each character too, which is very important to note.
Like, this is
there are so many NBA players in here.
Muggsy Bogues is in there.
There went Gordon Ramsay for no reason.
Yeah, no, Gordon Ramsay's in there for no reason. He's just Gordon Ramsay. That's when I knew it was brilliant.
All right.
It's yeah.
Superior. Our music podcast is so good, you guys.
It is so good. We only have two beliefs. The Space Jam soundtrack is the second best soundtrack of the 1990s, and that the Grateful Dead's entire catalog should be burned at sea.
I mean, what good is that going to do? They're just going to play it all starting, take it from the top, and then...
Yeah, no, we have to record it all again.
You ruined our masters. Fuck, who cares?
They're going to play a live show from that floating trash barge in the Pacific.
Do you know how long it would take to burn all their shit at sea? All their fans have saved 1 million VHS tapes each.
So much plastic.
We're gonna pave the ocean.
They do it too. They don't really care. Remember, they're hippies. They're mean people pretending to be nice. So,
but I can't even be mad because the Grateful Dead's official website is dead.net. Like, you don't have that website.
They get in there early. They got in there early and they still couldn't. No, this is.
Hold on. Who owns dead.com?
I don't want to look up dead.com.
They got in there that early.
Ah, it's just parked. It's just parked. Nobody's using dead.com.
That's ominous, though.
Of course. Floyd probably has it.
God.
This is how a horror movie starts. You're like, who's on that?
Yeah. Go to dead.com.
Go to dead.com.
Find out who owns it.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
And then the sysadmin said, that website's been empty for 40 years.
Why, Satan? It's nice to meet you.
I'm not getting anything. This says it's a domain park. And you're like, I see something. It's my name.
It's one of those gifts where the thing jumps out at you after you shared it.
Do you know those are back? Do you know jump scare gifts are back?
That's good. Or are they putting them on the TikTok?
Mm-hmm. We brought back You're the Man Now, dog. And we're putting them there.
About damn time.
Does Homestar Runner have a TikTok?
Ooh. Great question.
On it. This is spring and that is time for conditioning and lifting, and I wanted to get to something that Holly wanted to talk about. Because, you know, spring's the time when you get better. It's the time when you get stronger. Everybody reports to practice after the weight phase and the training phase and mat drills. They report, like, you know, harder, better, faster, and stronger.
We'll step back for a second because I want to make sure we frame this correctly. Before we do,
there's a chance that this could be the most unfortunately timed full cast segment ever. Before we get into it, I just want to put a pin in that.
Let's pre-cut it. This is pre-cut.
I even already summoned Horse Girl Twitter by mentioning them.
What if we use a code name for plausible deniability?
Nope, I think we just got to push through it, but no. Just understand this could be the last one. This could be the one that ends it all, folks.
Yeah, because all of the royalists, I guess that's not that many Notre Dame fans. Do y'all communicate via group chat? Any of you? Like, I know we have one, but in your daily lives, do you guys have a group chat with your friends, with your family, with your...
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Do you guys have, within the group chat, and I guess this depends on how old the group chat is and the relationships, the people in it, but do you have people who have, like, over time fallen into designated roles of, I am the town crier for this, that, or this other subject?
I know what you're saying, and no, I don't have that, but I'm very familiar with my wife's main group chat, and this is definitely a thing there.
Well, this it's me or my daughter if something happens on the internet, and I tell my wife about it.
So I'll give an example. Like my closest my primary group chat is a six person unit. I am the only remotely sporty person in there. And so every once in a while, when there's a story that one of them, if there's a story that one of them comes to ask me about, like it has broken contain into normie media, then I know that we're like really onto something, right? Like when Nick Saban retired, I had to explain this to them. Like when the Harbaugh thing was going on, I had to explain this to them. And we have three, we are divided three and three in our group chat. There are three of us who are not Anglophiles, but like enjoy watching the British royal family as though they are an overseas ant farm. And there are three of us who do not care. And I am in the latter group. But I'll tell you when I started to get interested in this Kate Middleton story, and that is when it blew up to such a degree that Spencer was tweeting about it this morning.
That's how you know it's crossed over to, yeah.
Like when I saw Spencer tweeting about Kate Middleton, I finally had to break down and go into the group chat and say, "Can someone please tell me what is going on?"
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't.
Oh wow!
I had the vaguest idea that like she had not been seen in a while.
Sure.
I did not know the layers and the crummy Photoshops, and I was like, "Well, you really are just like us."
So all I knew is someone made a joke about her getting butt surgery, and then there was a bad Photoshop. That's my level of awareness here.
I wasn't really aware that this had gone worldwide until Spencer spawned a spring football Kate Middleton thread this morning. I don't want to jump on you. I don't want to correct you. I think it might have been better.
No, why? I mean, it's when?
Hang on. It's spring. It's a time for new beginnings. I think it might have been better if we had framed her as a baseball player, because every spring football report is the same. We're more multiple here. We're more physical there. The defense is really going to attack this year. The strength coach is the best strength coach we've ever had. But baseball players are shit. Like, yeah, they learn to throw with their feet, and they gained 15 pounds of lean muscle since February. And I think it's because baseball players are both A, genuine aliens half the time, and B, taking more drugs than the rest of athletes combined.
Baseball players are inspiring because they're just like us. They come out of February and they're like, hey man, he's committed to new shit. He learned a slider. He did this. He learned how to bunt. He's really working on going to the opposite field. He grew a third arm. Like they have all of these goals.
Like baseball players will just, baseball reporters, I love them. This is a compliment. Will just blithely insert the most unreal biological information into the reports as though it is canon. And I feel like the royal family could use some of that energy right now.
I think at the end of each baseball season is when you cash in all your XP and unlock skills.
Okay.
more than other sports, I think.
Your baseball, you go to your baseball skill tree.
Yeah, well, like they unlock new pitches and shit.
Right.
Yeah, hold on. I got to go to the management screen.
I'm going to learn two-seam fastball and Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay, see, within that context, the independent soft-launching Prince William's mistress yesterday makes sense. In a way that it didn't to me this morning.
I've missed a step.
we have left out several.
Did she get butt surgery?
We have sort of glossed not over yet. Several steps, but where do you want to begin with just like laying this out?
Oh, do you want to explain this? I'm not sure I can.
Maybe Spencer should.
Cerber, do you want to explain this?
Spencer, explain your understanding of Kate Middleton's whereabouts.
Yeah, let's do Spencer. You tell us what's the Kate Middleton story.
Folks, from your folks, if you know this story, keep track of how this goes.
Let's Royal correspondent. No, don't Google anything. No.
Royal correspondent Kate Middleton.
For the so record, score on Spencer Kate Middleton. Score Spencer
Kate
on how
Middleton's
he does.
Spring game.
Basically, that Kate Middleton hasn't been seen in public in like 2 months.
Okay. Who's Kate Middleton?
But the royal family keeps putting out immediately debunked photoshops, insisting that they are.
Hold on. Yeah. Let's get there. Jason's question. Who's Kate Middleton?
Kate Middleton. Or something, right?
Yes. She is the wife of Prince William.
Look at you.
Who is the
son of King Charles, the elder son of King Charles.
That's right. Heir to the goddamn throne.
Not the suits one, the other one.
Right. Yes.
The ugly one?
Not the suits
one. Oh, yeah. He's the one with the weak blood. He's not the strong, robust Harry who was on the front lines in Afghanistan. No, he's the one who, when they do unflattering videos comparing the two, is struggling on a ropes course in a full suit
so
and harness.
America took the pretty one. I know that, right?
Yeah, we took the one with good genes.
He does look a little bit like he's fighting off vampirism.
Yeah, like... In a Warhammer setting, he has a demon he's dealing with, like a literal one.
Not the Nosferatu, not the Lucifer, like CW vampirism, like the original Nosferatu fingers around the Gorjam vampirism.
So not hot vampire.
No.
Like that problematic, anemic Central European vampire.
Very, very drawn vampire.
Right. Or poorly drawn vampire, either one.
Okay.
This is the skin of a killer, but not in the way you might think.
So
it's about time we have another evil king.
let's see it. I love it.
Word.
I wish they fucking would.
Okay, so that's
let's go to senior Scottish correspondent Jason
Kirk. It's time. They are weak. It is time to strike. They've lost the count. They've lost track of their next queen.
Yeah, Jason, are we shooting too low and aiming for Scottish independence?
Keep it fucking coming. The
Scottish
whole
supremacy.
Ours. It always has been.
All right.
As soon as Drew McIntyre wins the title at WrestleMania, we strike.
Spencer, why has Kate Middleton not been seen in a couple of months in public?
This is unknown.
No.
Not false. Not false.
Oh, there's a disagreement.
Okay.
I'm okay. Sure.
She's had some kind of surgery. What kind of surgery was unclear?
What part of the body?
Abdominal.
He's got a lot of this. He's got a lot of this.
Yeah, I got all of it, motherfucker. Who knows more about the royals than me? Answer no one.
Who knows more than the guy who was alive at the time?
Okay.
Yeah, please. Okay. You're going to get better information out of me than you get out of the palace, bitch. That's right.
Oh, my God. It's Spencer and Piers Morgan together again.
At last.
Finally, his anti-Catholicism is revealed for a reason.
I'm only against the Portuguese. This is like Shogun.
I think this is pro-Catholicism. This is anti-Anglicanism.
Had abdominal surgery, correct. What's the Photoshop thing?
So the Photoshop thing, from her official account, a photo was released saying that
what did the photo depict?
The photo depicted her with her children. Okay. In a casual setting.
How many kids?
I believe two.
No.
Three. No, they're three? They're three? Okay.
She was surrounded. So,
well, that's actually a great...
That was inaccurate, folks!
Ding!
I'm done!
Pass the mic.
Passing the mic to senior royalty correspondent Michael Cerber.
We regret the error, Spencer's first.
It's not the Scripps Hour National Spelling Bee. You can keep going despite the miss.
Oh, I should ring a bell.
Also, after recent discoveries, how do I know three's the actual number?
Wow.
I think there really were two. I think you're right. Spencer's right. Retract the buzzer. All right,
so the photo comes out. Give us the context of the photo.
So the photo is released as like proof of life, basically. Like, hey, here I am, and I am fine. Mm-hmm.
It's UK Mother's Day, right?
Yes, it was.
They have a different Mother's Day?
They do. Yes,
they do.
And Yeah, go ahead.
Causing some degree of panic to casual Twitter users who saw Brit saying Happy Mother's Day. And somebody, people like me going, what the fuck?
Somebody oh, no. said it, I think some Brit said it on the Oscars as well. And that really
I did. No, that's what that freaked me out. I was like, no, not again.
Okay.
So, people were suddenly became suspicious of certain factors, details in this photo.
Like what?
I don't actually know. I will plead ignorance here.
So
I know
like
that
her, there's like fucked up hands. There's a thumb there's going like a weird direction.
There's like a sleeve there's, that has no hand
like,
at all.
There's like patterns on shirts that don't line up.
It's okay. clearly been cut together from multiple images.
Yeah.
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 So there's a lot of different Mother's Day around the world. I do feel like I'm looking at a spring football calendar right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Spring football. Mother's Day, Auburn.
We're on the same day as the A-Day game, so to speak. That's when everybody goes.
Mother's Day, Bama.
So I know what happened today. I know what happened today because today is the day that I broke down and asked the group chat what the fuck is happening here.
I have one more piece of context I want to get to first.
Okay.
Spencer, what can you tell us that's going on with the current king of England?
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Strike!
No.
Isn't he treating his cancer with herbs?
No, he's already dead.
Holly is correctly identified.
Yes.
King Charles.
Like
King
Charles. No, I heard about this. He wanted to replace the royal physician with a naturopath when he became king, and Parliament or whoever was like, absolutely the fuck not.
He's Steve Jobs in it?
He's doing his own research.
Like, he's rubbing blueberries on it.
But he definitely is dealing with a cancer diagnosis. That part is true. Okay. That's the only other
he
part.
He's dealing with a cancer diagnosis.
That will become relevant later.
I am referencing a very morbid joke on UK Twitter, which is every time his name comes up, he just gets retweeted with the word dead. That's what? They're like, King Charles, dead.
Vaxxed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it too late to name Aaron Rodgers like a special envoy?
Yeah, let's send him over there, medical advisor to the.
Would you like to know what the exiled Prince Harry is doing during all of this? He's going to like American sporting events. He's having a great time.
At Tyler Perry's house.
He's at Tyler Perry's. Yeah,
we won.
He's having a fucking great time.
He married into America's greatest institution, the USA Network.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have one more question I forgot.
Okay.
What after the photo came out and was scrupulously broken down by the internet, what happened next?
Oh, I know.
Go.
This is the actual inciting event that caused me to ask the question. I haven't used my Getty account since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I have never gotten it's called a kill order. It's always to be clear, it's always called a kill order.
This is fucking awesome.
I have never gotten a kill order from Getty Images before. I haven't used my Getty account since 2021. And I get the most stridently worded kill order I've ever seen. And I've been doing this for how long have we been doing it? I don't know. Many years. Saying that it's Getty, Agence France, Reuters, and the Associated Press at first, later joined by the British media, who are all pulling this photo out of circulation saying it's been manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Which to be, and I can't tell you how. This there is precedence for this. There's reason it's called a kill order, but I can't tell you how never this has happened.
Right.
Like so quickly, simultaneously, and with something that's so like pointedly like this is not a normal thing.
Right. Do you know what happened after that?
Yes.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. So because this is where this I have intelligence now because I have the text that I can just read. And so I'm like, guys, what the hell? Why did I just get an email about – this is the opposite of the Jim Harbaugh thing. I have to go to them and say, guys, why did I get an email from Getty Images about Kate Middleton? they said, okay, first of all, William is credited in the photo with having taken the photo, which is weird apparently because Kate is known to be the photography one in the family. Like they make a big, huge look where normal people deal about how like she takes all their Christmas card photos or something.
Sure. That's their skill tree. She picked photography.
Right.
Smart. That helps you advance in the game.
You can make money off that in The Sims.
William picked vampirism, but didn't understand it fully.
But William,
this is The Sims. All of this is The Sims.
I forgot. William, who has also been showing up drunk at public events recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we just start calling him Vampire Bill?
Vampire Bill!
Say it in True Blood accent. Billy!
Oh, Vampire Billy.
Okay. In the British press, they call him Peg for reasons I'm not going to get into.
Wow. <Okay. laughs>
I've had it explained to me, and I don't feel like explaining it here. It's a long winter, I guess. But so they issue an apology for this photo that also comes from Kate that says, "Hey, sorry, everybody. Ha ha. I'm an amateur photographer, and I was just trying a little editing." And then everybody goes, the world en masse goes, "Well, can you just release the unedited photo?" And the palace goes, "No." And so then, once before and once after, and the latest of this was yesterday, there have been two alleged paparazzi photos released that purport to show a very shadowy version of a brunette woman in a car. And everyone goes, "Oh, it's Kate." The last one of those came out yesterday, and as early as this morning, people are also debunking the paparazzi photo as having been faked.
All photos are lies at this point.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I'm trying to imagine... I'm laughing because I'm trying to imagine a school, like... Like, who has the smallest budget in the country? Y'all, ULM wouldn't do this
shit. Well,
ULM would have better edits than this.
Let's say Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't dead. And let's say
he's
that...
He's frozen, right.
Let's say that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Was a college football coach. And that
Florida State, where he was doing something.
Image purported to be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., coach of the Florida State Seminoles.
And they did it very straight fit. Yeah.
Right, right. That's the closest I can get you.
And the question on that now is, like, which, if we were to deploy, to return this to our sphere, if we were to deploy a single message board community to get to the bottom of this, because I bet we could.
Yeah.
Which tool would you pull from your holster? And my holster is almost entirely SEC based. So I'm gonna let's go through the leaders right now. Like,
speaking of the leaders and legends, I believe in M. Goblog's paintbrush adjacent Zapruder-ing abilities.
Okay,
I've seen what they do when there's a bad officiating call, and
yeah,
they're all huge nerds.
You're right.
So
you're right. That's a non SEC one I didn't consider, but you're absolutely right.
Strong.
There is.
Yeah.
I was thinking more on the terms of, like, what we know each one is good at. When it comes to doxing, like, you want to go to Arkansas, you want to go to Hogville. This is geopolitical in nature, so that makes me want to bring in Texags. Tiger droppings. LSU. I feel like is maybe the strongest. Like, they get the all around here.
They might be good for distract. They create a distraction.
Right. Like, I'm not sure if they have, like, they are highly skilled in all areas, but I'm not sure if they have a particular, like high all around scores, but I'm not sure if they have a particular standout talent that you want here. I was thinking about maybe Mississippi State, because the thing, if you don't know about Mississippi State message boards, their claim to fame is they have like six nesting doll tiers of Mississippi State message boards that have all splintered off.
If nesting dolls wanted to murder one,
because the previous
the previous
iteration was too liberal,
right?
So like the main Mississippi State message board splinters into the second one because the previous one was quote too liberal.
So we might have a royalist Mississippi State
message board. Right. This is what I'm saying. Well, there might be one in there by now.
The Declaration of Independence was void.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it wasn't signed at Stuckey's. Yeah.
So let's see. Jason's taking Michigan. I'm taking Mississippi State. Spencer, Ryan Serber, who are you guys riding with to get to the bottom of this?
Well, what do you want? Here's my question. What do you want to get to the bottom of? The picture or Kate Middleton's fate?
I'm going to start with the image doctoring and see where we go.
Okay. That's not the part I want to know about. So that's not okay. I'm going to pick.
We can divide labor. That's cool.
I want to know, where is Kate Middleton and is she alive? I'm just going to put that out there on Front Street.
Okay.
And I think.
And why is the taxpayer supported monarchy so bad at this? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so. We have run up against more inept comms teams in our line of work than maybe any other industry I can think of. Like, this might be one where we truly stand apart. And I can't think of a school that would do this badly.
Well, like, all of the bungling that they're doing has created the whole thing. Like, if something bad happened and they just said something bad happened, no one would it wouldn't be a thing, and it wouldn't there'd be nothing funny about it at all. But
there are no normal non-chaotic explanations left.
But it depends on what the bad thing is, doesn't it?
Hmm. What do you mean?
I'll also throw this out there. What if Prince William killed his wife? Like,
wow.
Is that something you're saying?
My attorney has just Ryan floated Annie. The theory.
Look, or, I think the whole, like, the only responsible speculation is irresponsible speculation, right? We all agree on that. That makes sense.
Okay.
He has not killed her.
Man, how embarrassing would it be to be killed by a guy who looks like that?
No, he's turned her. It's just the problem.
Cerber, you just saved us. Thank you.
He bit her in the stomach?
Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
Theories I have seen. One theory is that she has donated part of her liver to King Charles and is recovering from that. Again,
you think
not
her do it?
They could just say that.
I'm not sure why you wouldn't just say that. Yeah.
Unless he made her do it.
Another theory I have is she's been institutionalized. And the royals don't know how to deal with that. They don't know how to talk about it. So
historically, they're so great about it.
This
they're
is so English.
Jane Eyre hiding her in the attic.
Yeah.
At this point,
she had an emotion.
No, and Jane Eyre's England not the didn't one who know gets how to react. In the attic.
No, I just mean that's where the book.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got like
the.
It's Bertha,
the uncle's wife, or something.
Yeah, it's Bertha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I have one team to put on getting us. They're not going to figure out the signals intelligence element of this, so I'm not really going to put them into tapping cell phones or to analyzing Photoshops or figuring out the nuts and bolts of it, because I think it's beyond their purview. But in terms of sheer passion, in terms of a demonstrated will to fuck shit up, get answers, even though they might be wrong.
Oh, no.
Hogville. Okay. I need Hogville on that wall.
I'm still banned from Hogville, so one of you is going to have to
go. We're going
to
get Hogville banned from Britain. That's the big thing here.
Where are America's college football sources? Like Brett McMurphy, why are you not running this down for us, my man? Why
Everybody
are you not finding out?
Tweet at Brett McMurphy.
This doesn't sound like Ireland's problem.
If anything, it's Ireland's benefit. All right, here's my gloss on it. In many ways, because he's not king and she's not queen, this is a cruton issue. These are not current players. These are prospective talents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Miami.
These are coaches in waiting.
I think when you want to know what's going on with Cruton and you want the most like outlandish rumors possible, Florida State or Miami or both. A combination of Florida State and Miami message boards is
so
where
a sunshine,
I can get
a Sunshine State alliance. Yes.
What if we tell Florida State, Miami, and Florida that, hey, your two arch rivals are about to figure it out. We'll tell each of them that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's good.
Watch the academic consortium spin into action.
The combined research power of Florida State University and the University of Florida.
And then UCF will crack the case.
No longer will you learn about woke history. You... Fine students of Florida will be tasked with finding Kate Middleton.
Find the princess.
You can't spell Middleton without DEI. No, Florida can't do this. Shit.
DEI, I guess, won't even be necessary because they're investigating the British royal family.
That's true.
That's true. Also,
it really checks none of those three boxes.
No. They get no. That's equerry. That's different. Okay.
Mm-hmm. England. The E is for England.
Diversity, equity, and England.
Inglaterra.
And Inglés. Oh, no, that's a problem, too. Okay.
So, yeah. I does your group chat have a theory as to what Kate Middleton's up to?
No.
Do you think Kate Middleton knows that the internet is speculating that she might be dead?
1,000%.
That must be awkward.
Yeah, that's got to be weird, because she, I mean.
Like, I'm not famous.
She lived most of her life as a normal person, but also she bought into this.
Right. I'm not famous, and I feel weird when people on the internet talk about me, which doesn't happen that
often,
to be clear.
When people think you're dead?
I would be flattered if people thought I was dead. Mm-hmm. I would. You know what? If we can get that out into the world, that would do a lot of things.
I can tweet right now.
All right.
That would fix a lot of my financial issues.
We are crying for Nanny.
That'd be great.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Do we want to talk about the other huge piece of news that Holly brought to our group chat earlier?
Yeah, to be clear, all I wanted to talk about this week was the Italian mob fixing Vanderbilt football games, but this took precedence.
I do like that when you said, can we talk about this? You said for 10 minutes, and immediately I was like, this is the part of the text that will not be true. Not even slightly true.
I just wanted to card this out because I wanted to, I just, at the time I only had 10 minutes worth of information. Mm-hmm. But sure. Now that I have opened the faucet, and I apologize to the other two non-Anglophiles in the group chat, but we're getting every update now.
I just like a good mystery. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, also yesterday, for no reason whatsoever, The Independent published an article with no news hook about the woman who's purported to be William's mistress.
Yes.
What? Yeah, I forgot about that.
There is also one other piece of public information that I do want to know if Spencer has, royal expert Spencer Hall.
Yes.
When has the palace said,
Beers Morgan,
that Kate Middleton will resume her public duties?
That I don't know either.
After Easter is the answer.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Wow. Wow. Here we go again.
Okay. Is that British Easter?
Yes.
But. What?
Yep. Anglican Easter. It's in July.
Yeah. Actually, it's British Easter, which is secular. It's weird. Everyone goes to Ibiza for 3 weeks.
It's somehow depressing.
Yeah. It's somehow depressing
and
angry.
You sleep in a cave afterwards. But
right.
Hello, yeah. David Beckham missed a third penalty kick.
Unlike it, we's going home. Coming out, mates.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Holly, what is the story about the Italian mafia in Nashville? As a Nashvillian, I am concerned about this criminal element.
It could happen there. Ryan, this is a classic Nashville thing. Other towns have problems with gambling, but we don't. Also, it could happen here.
So, this man, I want to read this story to you. On our flight out last week when we were on vacation, our vacation last week apparently aligned with Auburn spring break. And there was a flotilla of Auburn moms of a certain age on our flight who I was sitting next to. And their conversation was, even for what I expected for a bunch of women in Auburn cardigans, their conversation was frankly insane.
Okay.
You heard some of this. Do you want to?
Is this the lady who was talking about? Okay, there was a lady who was like, "Yeah, you know, he got out the
Sandy.
We'll call her Sandy.
No, and, that's her name.
And she was like, "Yeah, I don't know. He got out the other day, and I haven't really slept the same since because you know he was with the cartels.
Because you know the cartels.
Because you know the cartels, and you know I do my speeches. Yeah, your speeches are important. They're very. You do good work with those. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like they're going to target me. And I got two ways to go on this, okay? One, I am not surprised that a relatively affluent person has imagined themselves to be the subject of sinister plots because the human brain gets very lazy when a lot of your basic needs are met and you got to feel important, okay? This is just something, and I say this as somebody who grew up around a bunch of people who occasionally believed absolutely insane plots were about to unfold upon them at any time, be they from a god who was about to rapture them, or from sinister overseas influences who were going to come to Cottonwood in Franklin, Tennessee and take their money.
Any of us could be Jason Bourne and not know it. That's the rub.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
You've got Jason Bourne, but now, this story involves Jason Aldean.
So, but this is all happening, and she's telling a story about being wanted by the cartels, which I'm like, you know, in terms of self-actualization and feeling important, I would find a healthier avenue toward doing that than one where I was the imagined target of Sinaloan cartel assassins. But
I'm not sure she knows the meaning of the word cartel, because the part that I overheard that you didn't is that she was talking very loudly about how she felt so much safer going to the Caribbean than letting her kids go to Mardi Gras because New Orleans was, and I quote, run by the cartels.
Does she think that's what the crews are? Is she just getting the word from?
I think she might just mean weed dealers. Like,
yeah, I was like, what do we mean by cartel?
It would make a lot more sense in retrospect if her ex was in jail for slinging weed and was just getting out, and she decided that this was like, although this would be a great way to break up with somebody. I'm sorry, Deb. I can't see you again. It's the cartels.
Like, but that's another way to get out of your Grateful Dead concert.
She had super thick John Grisham main character energy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I was
Pelican Brief. Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
business.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, 95% completely skeptical of whatever. I'm certain this was some sort of like paranoid, delusional fantasy. However, 5% of me was like, damn, Sandy, what the fuck did you do? What the fuck did you do, Sandy? Because if I'm wrong.
It's Herbalife or something. I don't know.
Listener, the next time you are aboard on an airplane with a companion and you just...
Oh, this was at a gate. They were talking really loudly about this in an open terminal of Atlanta's airport where anyone, including me, could hear them.
That works too. The next time your flight is delayed and you have a friend with you, just start spinning a yarn just for the entertainment of other passengers. Just
it really
start
is.
Saying some wild shit too loud. It doesn't have to be true.
It is a public service. It's true.
Right. This is like the oral storytelling tradition brought forward to modern times.
Homer was just talking shit, and we call that classics.
Homer was the Sandy of his time.
Homer also got.
Yeah, then these ladies, oh my God, they're so beautiful. They sing, but they're just trying to crash my boat. Homer, they just want to crash my boat.
Homer also booked his spring breaks to coincide with reasonably priced Caribbean plastic surgery.
Would you believe this motherfucker had one eye? Because he did.
How do you think Achilles got to be so pretty? That's right. Affordable plastic surgery in the Dominican Republic.
And then I get home, there's 18 dudes with my wife. Can you even believe this shit?
I have 200 years in the future have to read Bill Dance like we had to read the Aeneid.
They're just hanging out, eating snacks. They're not even porking her.
Are you gonna kill him?
Yeah. Like, the next time you got on a plane, if you just recited any of Homer's works from a casual first person perspective, you would sound like Sandy.
I'm just gonna do the Aeneid like this and be like, so how hot were these chicks? They were so hot we had to tie ourselves to the boat to keep from being too horned up.
This is the move.
Yeah, they were singing. They were some of those theater chicks, you know, like the goth ones. They were hot and they were in the water. So I tied up all my boys. They were frothing.
My guy Pat, you remember Patroclus?
Yeah, you know, you'd have to tie him. It's not the first time we've had to tie him up to keep him out of trouble, right? Right? Anyway, my boy Jason and I, we just sat there and we were like, no, hoes, it's not happening.
So anyway, this story's 3 days old at the time of recording, and I can't figure out why it hasn't got more traction. And the only acceptable reason, the only reason I can think of that the story hasn't gotten more traction is because it's Vanderbilt, and that means everybody believes it.
Uh-oh, I go completely the other direction, but you go,
okay, hang on.
You go ahead and tell me
you find,
story.
You find it, it. You okay. find it. You think there's a lack of credibility here.
Well, hang on.
I think there's a serious lack of credibility.
What okay. What makes you say that? All right, let me tell the story first. All
okay.
Right. I think it makes it believable, first of all, because fixing Vandy football games is like Little Tykes Mafia work. Like, this is where you send the interns.
Sure, this is the Glassjaw Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
Of mafia work.
Mo Hassan, who is a former backup Vanderbilt quarterback, has a podcast, first of all. It's called Momentum Podcast. You can follow them on Momentum Pod. And this got written up in the Tennessean, which is where I found it. Mo said that the Italian mob offered him $300,000 in 2018 and 2019 to fix SEC football games. He said that Alabama was one of the schools involved, and best of all, he said he was approached by mobsters where at Jason Aldean's kitchen and rooftop bar.
Where it's going down.
Oh, that's it. That's all the information.
He also said that the mobster told him,
"Oh yeah,
this is incredibly common, and
almost
that most
every
games
game
are
in
fixed.
The SEC is rigged.
Almost every game in the said. SEC is fixed."
You know who else claimed this was Action Bronson? So he.
And I listen. I feel however I feel about him, but Greg McElroy responded on his show with Cole Kublik. It's hard to rig games from the bench. So I've been told, wow. Which is just such a beautiful 17-layer set down.
Not if you have not if you have like poison.
Okay,
darts.
You know, yeah.
A few darts will get
you have
done.
A blowgun. You can definitely rig a game. And I think it's maybe not the word.
And I mean, think of a dumber fucking way than a blowgun to try to rig. You're over. Who did that? Probably the guy with the blowgun.
If it's a Vandy, who's going to notice?
That's there. That's the thing. That's what makes it believable to me. Stealthy. You start there. Last word from Hassan. From those of you in my mentions saying the mob doesn't need to pay off Vandy because we've lost a lot, you must not be familiar with prop bets, LOL. All right, okay. Sandman, take it away.
So... As the Tennessean has reported.
Oh, I thought you were calling yourself that.
No, not myself.
No, this, I am the Tennessean.com is my website.
This is the Nashville newspaper of an incredible rapid utility.
I thought Ryan was literally saying, as the Tennessean here.
Gannett has acquired me.
Oh, God, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm being sold for parts. It's fine. Okay.
Sweet.
What, Spencer?
Maybe that's what happened.
It's good to be wanted.
It's fine. I want to give
for your organs.
I want to give Mo Hassan the benefit of the doubt.
I do too, because this is wildly entertaining.
And I will be generous of spirit and say that everything he described happened exactly as he described it. I think the most logical conclusion is not the Italian mob operating out of Lower Broadway
Jason Aldean's bar
is identifying backup Vanderbilt quarterbacks on site and offering them six figures to fix SEC games. I think the entirely more likely possibility is somebody recognized him and was like, "Hey, I'm about to play an incredible prank on this 19-year-old. I'm about to convince him with the most stereotypical Sopranos accent possible that I am il mafioso Nashville."
Ryan, I'm gonna be in Nashville on Friday. Do you want to go to Jason Aldean's bar and pretend to be a different crime family?
Yes, let's wear big pinstripe suits.
You're Italian. I'm going to have to pretend to be something else.
Let's get offended when they don't have lasagna.
Can you be like the Australian crime family?
Sure.
You call this a meat pie?
Imagine like subtle Australians. That's what
Spice
you're going
is anti-Australian.
For.
Oi.
Like, I want to meet the person out there who has the other side of the story, which is I had Mohassan thinking that I was going to give him $300,000.
I cannot wait for the New York Magazine editorial. I offered a Vanderbilt football player $50,000 in a shoebox.
I just, what
it was my son's kindergarten tuition money for the rest of the year, and I don't know how to tell my husband.
Like, imagine a Scorsese movie where the mafia is trying to fix SEC football games, and Beach Truck's Cutie is blaring in the back.
The needle drops. The horrendous needle drops.
You're like, Scorsese's the best at this. The soundtrack is ass. No, it's appropriate. It's completely accurate.
Yeah, but it's so loud is the thing.
This is how Real said it happened.
Jeans in my truck, girl, there in the truck porch.
Oh, that opening trucking shot.
Yeah. I really want to put Gimme Shelter over this. Nope. It's got to be Korn. That Korn song.
Although, weirdly, Layla appears in both by name.
Here's Bobby De Niro sweating his ass off in August in Nashville while he can't be heard over Wagon Wheel being played by a cover band.
That's what killed him. That's finally what did him in.
Guys, you know that's what finally did this. They couldn't complete the business deal because they were invaded by the only more unconquerable force in Nashville than Jason Aldean, and that is a platoon of Woo Girls. Fresh off a Bachelorette Pedal Tavern. Like I said, you'll have to meet us at Woo Shelby.
American Italian culture bears the same resemblance to Italy that modern country music bears to actual country music.
Yeah, except
so I do understand how they go together.
Except it's awesome.
Except one invented pizza.
America. That's right.
That's goddamn right.
I just actually realized that half my afternoon.
Jason Aldean, godfather of pizza.
Racist pizza.
I mean, look at him. That man is familiar with pizza.
Is he the racist one? I mean, I realize that.
No,
one of the racist ones?
He's the All Lives Matter one.
Oh.
Okay, so
he's the try that in a small town guy.
Is he the small town guy?
Yeah, he's the guy who did the song that was like, we don't have crime in small towns. We have vigilante murder.
Okay, so yeah.
Try that in Sardinia, brother.
One of the racist ones.
Yeah.
I mean, for real,
he's
though.
Like he's not the Morgan. He's not the one who's... He's the one who's too afraid still to say it out loud. So
is there Italian country music?
Oh, shit.
Like you have just opened a fucking hell right. mouth.
They got cowboy movies. Why wouldn't they?
Yes, exactly.
Spaghetti Western, it stands to reason.
That's going to be our band.
Spaghetti we're Country gonna, and Western.
We're Italian Country.
Pizza Western. We're inventing Pizza Western.
We're going to be a Pizza Western band, and it's going to be fucking great, and we only sing in Italian.
That's just
and
show
we
this.
Don't understand what we're saying.
Frankie Lane and Bobby Vinton were Italian.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Fuck, this is going to be so good. Can Pizza Western be the name of the band?
Yeah. Shit. I mean, it's claim the SEO right, while we're inventing the term.
Lloyd, can you hop on that for us? Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to check to make sure pizzawestern.com appears to be available. Please hold.
That's crazy.
We'll get punny. The first name of our the album, of, the name of our first album is going to be the Roman Cowboys. Roman.
Mm-hmm. Roman. Mm-hmm. That's good. Write that down.
Roman Calzone sounds like a recruit.
That too.
Rutgers.
Oh, that's just mean. He could be at Pitt.
Yeah, he could be from Western PA. That could totally be on there too. Yeah.
Rutgers is better than Pitt these days.
Yeah. PizzaWestern.com is a no brainer to buy
Pizza
this. Right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you want to get .biz too while you're there. That's for our merch.
All right. I'm gonna work on this.
This
I'm
is going
sure
to be
I do
the...
this before this episode comes out. Because I know somebody will squat on pizzawestern.com and then
they
I'll be
did
like
this,
a grateful
they
dead.
They did this last time.
I'll be like James Dead being like, God damn it, dead.com. Taken. Knew we shouldn't have sung about it for 7 hours.
I have two things to say. The music we will make that will be Italian country music will be the most putrid, the second most putrid form of music ever created. Two, it will be better than anything the Grateful Dead ever recorded.
What if we accidentally become Italy's biggest band?
I think that's how it happens most of the time, based on what I've seen.
We might actually make some money. That'd be weird.
Instead of trucks, can we sing about speedboats?
Oh, Vespas, too. And smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smoking is still cool with Pizza Western, but only in Italy, not in America. Don't
smoking's cool everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah, smoking's cool. I want to refute that publicly. I don't want to be involved with anyone who says it's not.
Yeah. It's terrible
it's
for
not,
you.
It's not my fault it looks cool. I didn't make it do that.
Yeah, no. It's listen, it's just how it is. Yeah. It's not cool to smoke, but
nobody
you look
wants to,
really
nobody
cool.
Nobody wants to talk about this.
You don't
this
smell cool,
actual...
but you do look cool.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. This is the actual fight against smoking, is that you're fighting against something that is always going to look awesome.
Yeah, here's the bullshit, though. Everybody used to smoke, so no one thought it smelled bad, because we all were used to it. But
right,
now everyone
like, oh,
thinks
you
it smells
smell
bad.
Like my grandma's car seat.
Yeah.
you smell like my saddest childhood friend's home.
It's
yeah,
like,
the problem we are.
We're going back to the video game. Well, it's one of those buffs that has a nerf, that has a cost. You're going to look cool, but you're going to smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. What's the video game where you can smoke yourself to death?
Not Metal Gear.
Fucking God. I'm sorry. We have breaking news.
Yes.
Kirby has to... this is from... senior,
Kirby Smart, this is.
This is from senior follicular correspondent Stephen Godfrey, who has just texted me, Silver Alert, and this is not what I thought he meant. Kirby Smart has taken the podium in Athens... with undyed hair.
Yep.
He has gone full silver badger.
Silver britches, silver top.
Oh my God, that's it.
Now you call me RoboCop.
Holy shit, I'm dropping it in the chat.
That's our first song.
Yeah.
It's called RoboCop.
Georgia RoboCop.
Silver hat, silver britches. He heard, you know, oh my God, he looks like Mac Brown.
RoboCop.
Wait, so did he what is this? I don't understand why he looks.
Oh boy.
Jesus, Ollie.
What?
Jesus, Ollie.
What?
Ryan, you killed a lady on this show.
I didn't kill her.
Yeah, come on. You accused someone of murder.
Murder
I just
theories.
Irresponsibly speculated that she might not still be alive.
I'm speculating. I'm asking a question.
See, that's why you had to ask me, the information expert and purveyor of hard facts and truths, what was happening. So he's just out here accusing people of murder.
Spencer, you didn't kill Kate Middleton, did you?
No.
Oh my God. It's like they merged him with Claude Felton. This is so weird.
You notice Saban retires and Kirby all of a sudden is like, I am the silverback.
Let's it go. Oh man, he's like, I'm the dean now.
Yeah.
Let's all go. Anyway, for those of you wondering why we're interested, Stephen Godfrey and I have had like a 15-year long self-entertainment platform of tracking coaches' die jobs from media days through to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And for a great example of this, let's just toss up our people ask us what do you mean and we'll toss up this challenge question. What color is Les Miles' hair? Don't look. Don't take a picture.
Chestnut.
What color is it? It's clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walnut.
It just blends into whatever.
I was going to say a mahogany furniture polish was usually what it was coming out.
At media days, they'll all show up and they're like, this Spurrier was great for this. They'll show up in this like resplendent chestnut. Mm-hmm. And then you see them again in October and it looks like they've been sleeping under the bleachers.
Yeah.
Like none of them maintain it during the season, but they all do it for media days and it's adorable. But holy shit, Curbs, way to come on home. I'm concerned that this, oh man, I'm concerned at what it's going to do to Georgia if Kirby is really like relaxed and comfortable in life.
You know what? I think he's killing it with this,
actually. No. I mean, I'm concerned as a Tennessee fan what Georgia is going to do with a relaxed and comfortable football coach. Can you imagine if he gets those monsters playing loose?
No, man, he's finally ascended into the third stage of Georgia manhood, which is corrupt governor.
Yeah, this is my preseason pick. I'm sorry. Georgia's winning the title.
They're getting this back.
Jesus.
I think he looks great. Because, you know, you have a choice. You're like, every man will face this choice. You can either come on home and shave it if it's too thin, right? You can dye it if you just want to fight the good fight.
They all do.
And they all generally end up trying to dye it. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have to come on home and go full Stone Cold Steve Austin and shave your head.
He does have a full head there.
Yeah, but I bet his head's a weird shape. Look at it. I bet he's got like Kirby's got a weird head.
You think like he's got like a Mars attack style?
Yeah. Look at that thing. That's an Apple box. It's square.
It's a perfect. It's not rectangle. Even
like he's like got a Minecraft head.
He does have a Minecraft.
It does look kind of snap on, right? The hair.
Yeah.
I think if he went with a toupee, no one would notice. Like I think that would totally be an option for him.
I don't know of any active coaches right now who I know for sure wear hair pieces. Like it's too impractical given the state of given the nature of the job.
You know, plugs kind of took toupees out of the game, which is a shame because the toupee brings real versatility.
Shit, I haven't checked on Jimbo's hair in forever.
How could you? Where even is he?
No, it's fair. But Jimbo's one of those ones who's up there with Les, who it's like, name his hair color, and you're like,
he might be at Jason Aldean. Clear? Actually. I should go check.
Listen, I guarantee you, he's probably reading some of the scariest forums alive from the comfort of a duck blind somewhere in Texas. That's where he's at.
He knows where Kate is. We'll find her.
Yeah. I figured it out.
Jimbo Fisher, bounty hunter. There's not a bounty hunter on Kate Middleton, but I'm going to find her anyway, brother.
If he couldn't find the end zone, what makes you think he's going to find a princess? He ain't Mario.
I mean, her by name alone, she's from Middletown. Jimbo would know.
Nashville Mafioso, Mario.
Now, so this is also, write this down for points made from this episode. Bring back hair pieces. Versatile.
You could throw them at people, but.
Yeah.
You can get real pissed off and yank your hair out and throw it on the floor.
That's when you're y'all can't run the ball further than I can throw this hairpiece.
Too mad to throw a visor.
If you can't reach your challenge flag, you just throw your tube.
I'm so goddamn mad I'm snap off my Lego hair and throw it. That'll make my point.
This is why I wanted Ahab to be a college football coach in the universe, because he could just take off the leg and throw it at the ref. There, fuck you, buddy.
Spoilers.
Punk. Yes. I haven't read it yet. Came out in the 19th century.
You can tell on a plane.
You just start yelling whale facts that you learned from Moby Dick and while on the plane.
For a second, I thought you meant yell the words whale facts.
You could do that too. I'm listening. If somebody does that, I am listening.
Boy, did I ever tell you about the summer I worked on a whaling boat? God damn, it was crazy.
See, that's what happened at the airport. That's what we're doing.
My best friend, Queequeg.
So we got cut. You ever sleep in a bunk with a man?
Yeah, every night, me and my buddy, we talked about how it's cool to have one of your feet sticking out under the blanket, and it's cool to have a cold foot while the rest of you is hot. That's the way to sleep on a fucking whale boat.
That's why that book rules, because they actually have all of these covers.
That's like 8 pages.
Is that where dudes learn to do that temperature regulation foot thing?
Yeah.
No, I that's
never
just
thought
a,
about that.
It's no, just that's an just accurate a, book.
It's just an accurate book where Herman Melville writes down whatever is in his fucking head. And he's like, hey, how about another 35 pages of whale facts? It is honestly
that
like
makes
being.
The book sound way better than it.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. I fucking love that book. I have nothing bad to say about Moby Dick.
I think we're
awesome.
Up against the gender divide.
It's, of course, because about 6 pages into the book, they're like, "Hey, you ready to go at sea and be dirty and smelly?" And like half the women reading it are like, "This sucks." No. And the dudes are like, "To sea."
And now here's we're just going to paste in Wikipedia, and then we'll get back to the homoeroticism. After
not
that,
gay enough, slamming it shut.
That's how you know Herman Melville, like
Harriman Melville of
Herman
of East Tennessee.
Harriman Melville's toupee emporium.
Hairman Melville.
Hairman Melville. Oh shit! Here come the hair man.
We'll get you a whale of a deal.
Hey, hair man, bring me some of that hair. I done threw mine across a football field because a fucking official don't know how to call P.I.
Call me Ishmael, but don't call me ugly.
It'll even stay on when you're winning state.
Is this a good show to announce now that we're all back together that we've been awarded the state of Kentucky's highest civic honor?
We have. As you are listening to the silky voices of at least four Kentucky colonels.
Cerber's got one too.
Cerber's got one to five Kentucky colonels.
I don't know if it's official or not.
It's official.
No, it's real.
But
it's
my they didn't spell my name right, so I don't know if
it's definitely official.
Okay. Kentucky Department of Education.
Kentucky slams Michael Cerber.
Cerber, how do you feel about changing your name?
Cerber, I think it's this. That's your name in Kentucky.
I was gonna say I like when I saw this, I didn't think I need to reach out to them to get this corrected. I thought would it be a lot of trouble to change my name and put a U in where the E is?
It's like how no one in England can spell. They put a U in the word color and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's Kentucky is your England. So
in Commonwealth, that's how I spell it. I got it.
This is also, I think Andy Beshear knew, and this is a full cast correction. We never do these because, guys, all we do is speak honest truth on this show.
From the heart.
But, yes, on our last episode, I did erroneously suggest that Bowling Green was in the state of Kentucky. Dude,
was not Spencer Hall.
Dude, it was not Spencer Hall.
I've been paying the goddamn price for it.
This is the most
complaints I got about.
This is the most complained about fact in full cast history. Like at one point, I was like, "Do y'all have like a secret podcast where you decide what shit to get angry about?"
I will own this Bowling Green.
You guys actually made two errors in the last podcast, and I forgot about the other one until just now.
Just two, though.
Just two.
All right. Look, first of all, Bowling Green is in Ohio. It's not even
in
the close
to Kentucky.
It's also in
Kentucky.
It's not even close to Kentucky part of Ohio.
We mentioned Western Kentucky University, which is in, but so like it's not so much an error. It's just a little bit of relocation, conference realignment.
And as commissioner, I've told some, as commissioner, I have made the choice to move Bowling Green's campus to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Just for that, it's done. Just for that, every Bowling Green is now in Kentucky. Keep whining. Keep crying.
As a decade-long correspondent of the Mac, I never would have done this, and I'm sorry that I left. I'm sorry that I left my post and that this happened.
Left you with the entire Mac, though. You inherited.
You have 24 teams.
Spencer has one team.
I will put this to rights.
Okay.
Just gonna be me and my big beautiful hairpiece dominating the rest of you.
One more thing before we move off this. Thank you to real life longtime listener Dr. J, who is a real life doctor, so I'm not going to mention his full name here, who nominated all of us for Kentucky Colonelhood. Mm-hmm. This was in the works for kind of a long time and was based on, we didn't know this until we got them in the mail. But this was based off the tornado fundraiser that we did a couple years ago where that involved us. I thought the most fun thing to come out of that was going to have to be explaining to somebody, a very nice woman in the Kentucky Secretary of State's office, why they were getting tens of thousands of dollars in donations from someone named Antioch the Birthday Spider. Mm-hmm. but no, gifts. It turns out there was still one more card to flip over. So thank you, Doc, for nominating us. We are genuinely honored. We cannot be arrested now in Kentucky, as I understand it, which is great.
But we have powers of arrest.
Yeah,
we
can
arrest you.
Oh,
yeah. The original colonels were the armed guards of the governor. So
is
I'm really
true?
Glad that Andy. Yes, yes.
Oh, damn.
I'm really glad that that's Andy Beshear and not one of the usual governors. So thanks, Andy. Thanks, Dr. J. We love y'all. Okay, y'all fucked up. And I will say that this is a mistake that only could have occurred when both Spencer and I are absent. And we're sorry about that. But do y'all really not know why you have to gut the moose?
No.
Okay. It's not to make sure the moose is dead. It's not to take sandwich meat back to the wagon. It's in case a fucking bear comes up behind you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, it's in case the team behind you encounters dead moose that now has a bear on it.
Okay.
Right. And now you say, oh, well, you're not actually taking the gut pile or all the attractive stuff out, right? No, you're making it super easy for the bear to grab and go.
You're plating it up for the bear. So that the bear has no reason to
linger.
So I'm
making 7-Eleven taquitos that the bear can simply select.
Yes.
Just take it in the to-go tray and go, as opposed to, I have to sit here and
that's also why everybody behind you has to stop and help, because you want this done as quickly as possible before the bear scents it and starts heading your way. Because then you have a new problem.
Why are we making life easy on bears? I remember a time when we made bears actually earn their meals.
Bears used to have bootstraps
when
in this country.
America get soft on bears. When did the bear welfare state get out of control? That's what I
bear,
want to know.
Well-bear state?
The well-bear state. These well-bear queens. great news. We now own pizzawestern.com.
It's about fucking time.
Yeah, finally. Can't wait to conquer Calabria with the smooth sounds of our country jams.